it was just such an eye-opening experience. I mean, like, now I would have been pretty aware of the facts and whatever, you know, but when you see the reality, and what really struck me above anything else, during my 2 weeks in Croatia, every day there were 3 to 4 trains coming. Average number of people per train was 1,000, okay? So you're dealing with, you know, some days over 4,000 people, but generally in the region of 2,000 to 4,000 people. The majority were extended family groups. On a daily basis, there was usually about at least a quarter of the intake were children under 18, and sometimes very, very much, you know, younger than 18 years. We're talking about tiny children, we're talking about babies in arms, wrapped up in blankets, coming in on a train that arrives at 3 o'clock in the morning in sub-zero temperatures with a foot to 2 feet of snow on the ground. They've already made a horrifically dangerous journey across the sea from Turkey. And these are people that are fleeing. When I was there, it was mostly from Syria and also from Afghanistan, right? But just taking the European leg of their journey, right? They'd survived the journey to Turkey. I talked to one guy from Syria, and he was saying it was 13 in their family, you know, group that travelled on the boat. It looked calm when they were leaving Turkey. Once they got into the open sea, the waves, he said, they would never have done it if they knew what they were going to meet. They just said, we're either all going to die or we're all going to survive. Fortunately, they all survived. They made it up. He was actually sick through Serbia and had to get medical treatment, but they kept going. Then they arrived in Croatia, thankfully, all together. But like, this was quite typical, you know. I mean, you'd see, as I say, kind of, you know, parents coming in with babies. You just see a whole mass of blankets, right? Underneath all those blankets in there, there was a baby. I remember taking one woman's baby issues. We were like distributing clothes because people didn't have adequate clothing for those kind of, you know, weather conditions. And actually, in fact, the really cold snap had only just set in the last week of December. So it was shoes they needed, and I was delighted to say I got a lot of donations from Ireland. Most of that went on footwear, also on jackets for children and tracksuit bottoms, those kind of things that were really, really essential. Trousers were always in need, jackets and shoes and boots were really essential. And even things like gloves, socks, you know, I mean, like, people's feet were destroyed, you know. I held a woman's baby as she was trying, I was trying to give her a jacket to try on. She had other younger children, like, they were, you know, almost dazed with tiredness. You know, this is on the night train at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, and just, you know, that little child who would basically kind of slept. I took her, she kind of, you know, opened her eye for 1 minute, one eye, you know, and then kind of went back to sleep. I just kind of rocked her, and, you know, then it kind of handed her back to her mother. You know, she won't remember any of this, but how can you say that that child doesn't deserve a welcome, and all the others like her, and all the families, all the older people, the people in wheelchairs, you know, that, you know, were being cared for by the relative. This perception also, yes, there were a lot of young men. A lot of the young men were husbands and fathers as well, you know, I mean, so, like, you know, and they were, I found, you know, the level of courtesy, and even though we were kind of bungling across languages and trying to work out what people needed, you know, I mean, like, you know, they went out of their way. Anyone that had a couple of words of English was, you know, trying to help others, you know, I mean, they were kind of, you know, I mean, like, just even sometimes, just human, like, it was just a human interaction, a little bit of humour, you know, I mean, like, that often happened, you know, I mean, like, just a smile. And, you know, if you tried, you know, if someone said thank you, like, shukran, and you tried to say afwan, you know, you're welcome, the smile, you know, I mean, like, and you just kind of felt like, you know, this is just, we should all be in this together, you know, I mean, like, you know, I feel now, having come back, totally inadequate because it was such a short period of time.
But at the same time, it obviously re-energises you in terms of the campaign as well.
Absolutely. And just how much, like, it is, even over the last couple of days, it's quite scary seeing some of the attitudes here that I've come back to. You know, some of the media coverage by prominent national media, you know, has been absolutely appalling, whipping up fear, you know. I mean, like, so all I want to say is that, you know, what have we to fear from, you know, a young family, you know, coming into Europe, you know, I mean, like, these are kind of people like ourselves. Some of them had good lives, you know, in their own countries, didn't want to leave, but simply had to, for, and particularly people with children, for the sake of their children, you know. So, I mean, it's kind of just getting that message across, then looking now at the increasing restrictions on borders and the such, like, you know, I mean, like, I know a lot of my own family emigrated, you know, during the economic crisis. They weren't turned away, you know, I mean, and now who are we to turn away those who are trying to get into this country and into Europe in general? I think Ireland as a nation should be doing more like on the European level, you know, I mean, like accepting 4,000 people over 2 years, including just one family, apparently, you know, who have come in under this relocation programme, which already is totally inadequate. It's just not good enough.
Why are we so fearful of the other?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, when the Bosnians arrived, you know, 20 years ago, you could say it was because we were a very monocultural country, we didn't have experience or whatever. We can't say that now. You know, this country has benefited from immigration. Our worldview is much more open. I was talking to some of the volunteers in Croatia about the marriage referendum, and they thought it was fantastic. You know, I mean, so like, you know, I think that, you know, we have developed in ourselves, you know, because of immigration and lots of factors, you know, to become a much more international, you know, I mean, a much more open kind of nation.
And we trade that when it suits us at
an
economic level.
You know, I mean, absolutely. But when it then comes down to what personally will we do? Will we welcome someone into our local community? Or, you know, I mean, like, will we kind of, you know, just reach out or try to learn about, you know, I mean, what their worldview is or where they might be coming from and see what common ground we have and discuss the differences we have, you know? Then I think we're more reticent, you know? Then it's all about kind of assimilation. Do you know what I mean? Like, and you know, if you're coming here, you better just put up and shut up. You know what I mean? Like, if you're lucky enough to get a place. But, you know, I think we still have a lot of growing to do.